Our heritage is comprised of not only dates and historical facts, but also the stories we hand down to future generations. Baltimore Heritage is a citywide nonprofit dedicated to preservation advocacy and heritage education. Eli Poussin, Director of Preservation and Outreach at Baltimore Heritage, shares his perspective on heritage and preservation and tells us how digital platforms have expanded the number of stories that they can tell about Charm City.
When out-of-town friends or family come to Baltimore, I love to share stories about the city. I like to point out the ornate brick factory on Guilford Avenue, where Crown Cork and Seal produced half the world's supply of bottle caps in the 1920s. I take them down to the central branch of the Enoch Pratt Free Library and brag about enjoying the nation's first free library system. If we get lunch at Lexington Market, I make sure to show off the short block of Lexington Street, where students waged one of the first successful sit-in protests against segregated lunch counters. At Baltimore Heritage, we tell plenty of stories. On tours and in talks, you'll find us telling stories to celebrate and save places that matter. Over the past 3 years, we have been sharing stories online and on thousands of smartphones through our Explore Baltimore Heritage website and mobile app. At explore.baltimoreheritage.org, you'll find an exciting mix of stories about buildings, neighborhoods, parks, and landmarks across the city, with contemporary and historic images from dozens of local libraries and archives. Local residents or visitors who download the free app get a map to lead them to discover a little bit of everything. With help from students and volunteer contributors, we highlight the homes of famous writers like Edgar Allan Poe or H.L. Mencken, along with the city's tiniest row houses way down in South Baltimore. We share old photos of much-loved landmarks like the B&O Warehouse at Camden Yards and point out hidden gems like West Baltimore's Lafayette Square. The Maryland Humanities Council Literary Walking Tour of Mount Vernon was added to the app just last year. Every place is not just one tale, but many. The iconic and colorful Howard Street Bridge is an impressive feat of engineering, spanning the Jones Falls Valley with two steel arches measuring 1,000 feet long. Built in 1938 by one of the nation's foremost bridge builders, John Edwin Greiner, the American Institute of Steel Construction declared it one of the nation's most beautiful bridges. But this bridge is about more than just engineering. Many may be unaware that the project required the destruction of hundreds of homes in a historically black neighborhood on the west side of Mount Vernon, just to make it easier for drivers living in Baltimore's northern suburbs to get downtown. A generation later, in the late 1980s, local artist Stan Edmeister transformed the Howard Street Bridge into a work of art when he won support from the National Endowment for the Arts and the Baltimore Municipal Art Society to repaint bridges up and down the Jones Falls and create a gateway of color for anyone entering the city. Digital media and mobile technology are helping Baltimore Heritage to make history more easily accessible and freely available than ever before. We're working with neighborhood groups in Hamden, Lauraville, and Southwest Baltimore to continue to find old photographs and record Baltimore's countless stories. If you have a story to tell, please get in touch with us through our website. Let's preserve our history and our stories together.
Learn more about Baltimore Heritage's programs, resources, and the recently announced 2014 Preservation Award recipients at baltimoreheritage.org. Download their tour app at explore.baltimoreheritage.org. The Maryland Humanities Council is a statewide educational nonprofit that uses the humanities, such as architecture and history, to promote civic engagement and inform dialogue about critical issues. I'm Phoebe Stein, Executive Director of the Maryland Humanities Council, for WYPR, your NPR news station.